Governor Jay Inslee gave his farewell address today, and I say good riddance to bad rubbish. But something he said at the very end of his address today rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. Give a listen.
We know we have work ahead of us because there's a new federal administration as well. Look, our state will work with anyone on policies that are positive for Washington. But we will not bend the knee to a would-be authoritarian's worst impulses. We will follow the Constitution. We will follow the Constitution, and we will be steadfast in our commitment to the progress of our state together.
Did I just hear the guy who had emergency powers for 975 days call somebody else, especially our president-elect Donald Trump, an authoritarian? Joining me now to discuss on the KVI studio line, Representative Chris Corey from Yakima. Thank you very much for joining us today, sir.
Always good to be with you, Ari.
Now, you caused quite the stir on social media because that video that King 5 was streaming did not show the crowd at all times. And I think one of the reasons is they specifically didn't show the crowd is because of what happened while Jay Inslee was saying that. Why don't you fill us in?
Yeah, it is obviously very standard and typical. We've got a lot of opening week session speeches from a variety of people, including the governor. He gives an address every year. And when he decided to flip on his pure partisan mode, which he's really good at going into, and he started, referring to our duly elected president-elect as a would-be authoritarian, I was done. Especially for a guy who the sentence just before that said he would work with anybody, and then to immediately go to that. And I was like you. You mentioned it at the intro. I thought, this is the guy who for 975 days refused to let anyone else have any decision-making authority in this state, actually shut out the legislature and fought my attempts and other people's attempts to have a legislative check, aka a citizen's check on executive powers, claiming somebody else was an authoritarian. And I was just done. I believe, and it's not typically my mode. I'm usually very respectful. I want to hear these dialogues, but the outgoing governor clearly showed that he, is more interested in just more blame game and name calling. And maybe he's mad because, he's not president. And
yes, let's not forget his run for president, but all the people cheering in the room. I mean, this reminds me of a line from Star Wars. I don't know if you're a Star Wars guy or not, but this one comes from Episode 3, the last of the prequels.
So this is how liberty dies. With thunderous applause.
So let's not forget how many people in the legislature said nothing while Jay Inslee had those emergency powers and weren't even worried about losing their own power because their agenda was being enacted. So you
Correct.
Walked out. Did anybody else come with you?
Yeah, apparently there were several more people. I wasn't trying to make it about me. I wasn't even going to mention it. I was just going to go back to my office and work and get started. But there were people on social media talking about it. So I wanted to address why we did it. So there were several of us who did. And, I think I can't speak for the others, but I went off quietly, respectfully. I didn't want to yell and scream and, get in the face. I was done. And I think I made my point, and I hope our incoming governor understands that, there's millions of Washingtonians who did support our president that we represent on this side of the aisle, and that demonizing people before they even get into office is just really not a good way to govern the state.
But that's such an Inslee move to say, I'll work with anybody, and then all of a sudden start torpedoing the incoming president. I mean, thank God he's gone. What's the general feeling in the legislature with Inslee's departure? I know you have friends on the other side of the aisle as well, and he wasn't well-liked even on the Democrat side of things. Are people optimistic? Are people scared? Are people cautious? What's the feeling in the legislature right now?
No, I think people are genuinely optimistic about what's coming up here. And I think you're right. There was definitely a lot of, how do I put this politely? There was a lot of angst against working with the Inslee administration because that was typical Jay. I mean, anytime there was something he disagreed with, he would attack you personally. He did that to not just Republicans. He would do that to Democrats. And, you know, it was his way or the highway. And what I would tell people is when you understood that at heart, you know, the Governor Inslee was more of a congressman than a governor, a lot of it made sense, right? There was just a lot of partisan name calling and slandering. And that's just kind of maybe more of a DC thing, but not something we typically see from governors, but it was pretty consistent with the Inslee administration.
We're talking with Representative Chris Corey out of Yakima right here in Washington. And something that is horrifying to me is the fact that Jay Inslee isn't the brightest person. You don't have to agree or disagree with that. That's my opinion, but I don't think he's the brightest guy. But coming after him is somebody who shares his values, who's a lot smarter than he is, and that's Bob Ferguson. So right now, it seems like Bob Ferguson is talking like a moderate Republican. But a lot of the legislation that's coming out of the Democrats is even more extreme than the stuff that came out while the Inslee administration is going on. So what's the general feeling about incoming Governor Bob Ferguson?
So obviously, we know, you know, he talked a very good game on the campaign trail, including directly using some Republican bills as priorities, specifically around ferry funding for getting diesel ferries up and running right now, as well as a renewed commitment to hiring and getting more police officers in local and state law enforcement. Those were Republican bills that were rejected by the Democrats, but it's something that Governor-elect Ferguson has campaigned on and is saying he wants to do. And my caucus is going to be there to help him get that done. If that's his goal, that's something we agree with. We're absolutely going to work with the governor on that. And, you know, we're going to make sure we hold his feet to the fire that he made this commitment and he needs to keep it. I think Governor-elect Ferguson's real challenge is going to be some of the more extreme members of his own party on the Democrat side who don't want to see those things come to fruition. That's where the real tussle will be. But where we agree with the governor and where he's doing good things for the state of Washington, we're going to be there to support him. I mean, you've heard him recently talk about the need to actually balance the budget and reduce money instead of just going in for tax cuts. We're going to be there to help him with that and hold him accountable for that.
See, that's something Jay Inslee could have said. He could have said, I disagree with the election results. I voted for the other guy. But you know what? Hopefully we can work together to make Washington better. But no, instead he goes right into a partisan attack. You're the deputy leader of the Washington State House Republicans. It would have been real easy for you just now to take the bait and go after Bob Ferguson that I put out for you. And instead, you adopted a bipartisan approach, which is the best thing you could have done. It is the way you should go forward and say, if Bob Ferguson really wants to work with us, then we're willing to work with him. But if he doesn't, we're going to be there to try and stop him. Now, something I'm concerned about is we see all these bad bills coming out of the Democrats that want to spend more money. We've got a $10 to $16, $17 billion budget deficit that we have in the state house right now. Where do we start cutting? Because it looks like the Democrats just want to spend more and then tax us for it.
Yeah, I mean, luckily for us, we've been paying attention to this and offering our own budget proposals for years. And there's definitely a lot of areas we can cut. We don't have zero-based budgeting in Washington, which is unfortunate, but it does mean that there is some what I believe is administrative bloat in agencies that we can remove. That'll help solve part of the problem. The other piece to this budget problem we have is really down the road spending, where it's stuff we're not obligated to do yet, but we will be within the next 4 years, and we're going to have to retweak those and either delay or cancel those mandates and whatnot, and really focus on what are our actual priorities. And so between those things, we can balance this budget without a single tax increase and without continuing to harm Washington businesses. And we're going to be there to offer those solutions to, you know, balance our budget without just coming up with new taxes every time.
In the last few minutes we have with Representative Chris Corey out of Yakima, it seems like Republicans, because of they're in the minority, are doing a lot of playing defense. But what are some good bills coming out now that we should be on the lookout for that Republicans are proposing, not just to stop the Democrat agenda? Let's leave those aside for a second, but ones that are actually going to improve things here in Washington.
Yeah, we absolutely are going to be offering our own suite of priorities, and it runs the gambit of really what is Washington's concerns right now. People are concerned about affordability, so we're going to be offering different ways to get government out of the restrictive housing rules and regulations that are preventing people from building. That's going to address home prices. We're looking at ways to get sales tax off of everyday items that people are using now that are subject to sales tax to help provide some immediate relief to families, especially those with kids and babies. And so we're going to be trying to help people out there. We're going to be focused on the law enforcement and continuing to fix, our out of control pro-crime policies that we've seen. We're going to be offering those solutions so that people can feel safe in their homes and in their businesses, and really just reducing the overall burden of government on our businesses so that we can hire more people, get better paying jobs, and get people working and the ability to afford to live in our state. And hopefully we will be playing a lot of defense, and that's part of our job, is to make sure that these bad policies don't happen, because we want to help protect Washington's future.
Well, I got to say, you're doing a great job representing all of us, and I was so proud to call you a friend when I saw what you did today, and I couldn't even see it on the camera. I had to see what happened on social media when some reporter was calling you guys out for it, but you did the 100% right thing, and really, I just wanted to be there with you. So really, thank you for doing that. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you so much for fighting so hard on behalf of all of us here in Washington.
My pleasure.
Representative Chris Corey out of Yakima, thank you so much for joining us today. We really do appreciate it.